isiNdebele.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walomkela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 28 2022 ngo Cape Town. I am a member of the Parliament.
Indaba yamagesi le uhamba kwayo mbona ngani iza siphazamisa kakhulu ngoba amabhizinisi amaningi vele sikhangelele impahla zethu eziningi ezinjengenyama, ezinjengama-drink ukuthi kube kusemafrijini. Ngakho-ke lokhu kuzabangela ukuthi sibe sesidinga ama-generator azaba yiwo.
Ele Zimbabwe libhekane lodubo olukhulu lokusilela kwamandla kagesi kulandela ukumiswa kokuphehlwa komlilo kagesi edamu leKariba. Umncintiswano wemidlalo yenguqu e-World Cup eQatar, amaqembu amakhulu abhuqwa ngamaqembu asemancane kwezenguqu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abamela izigaba ezijeneyo edale lePalamende behlulekile namhla ukungena umhlangano omkhulu eHarare. Wokuhlolisisa uluhlu lokusetshenziswa kwemali yelizwe i-national budget yomnyaka ozayo. Unumzana Jacob Mutenda, umsomlomo wedale lePalamende, uthi kube liphutha okwenzakale namuhla. UMutenda uthembise ukuthi amalunga edale lePalamende azanikwa amafutha epetulo njengenhlala yenza. Kodwa amanye amalunga edale lePalamende athi kunengi okubahluphayo. Bathi sebexotshwa emahoteleni ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende uyehluleka ukubhadala imali efunakalayo. Uze sizwe okuningi ngodaba lolu, sixoxe lomnumzana kuchacha bhulu omele inkulumane edale lePalamende.
Last week, lapho khona eParliament, sitshelwe ukuthi akula ma-fuel awokuphendula. IParliament libe problem enkulu of late ngokuthi izimali zabo azidispenswa nguMinister of Finance. So okuphila kuzo ukuthi izinto eziningi okumele zenzakale kuze siqhube umsebenzi wethu azitholakali. So i-fuel ezithathwa nezibambo ngumzekelo zonje ukuthi nge-Friday sekumele siphenduke. Abantu vele abanye kwamele baphenduke ngabo-Thursday ntambama. Abantu batshelwa-ke nge-Friday khona lapho ukuthi akula fuel. So nxa uhambe ungazilindelelanga ukuthi ube ne-extra money on your pocket ugcina usuba standard ngoba lapho olala khona uyakuthi uphumile ngapha awunafuel ekuyela kobulawayo. So into ekhathaze abantu abaningi kakhulu. This week kumele sihambe kuma-post budget committee meeting but again akula fuel ukuya khona ngale. So ukuthi kumele sizifakeze ukuthi sihambe khona ngale for this week and ekuphenduleni no guarantee ukuthi get fuel.
Kuvele kuyimalini ukuthi umuntu atshayele imota yakhe esuka kobulawayo esiyafika eHarare lokuphenduka ngenxa yokuthi ungabhadalanga idale lePalamente?
Ngibonengazani ukuthela i-fuel tank emotweni kuzosiya ngemoto yakho ukuthi inganani. On average will cost you $100. It might even be more, not sure. But it will cost you $100. It will cost you another $100 to come back. So it depends on what you are going to get. Roughly, for example, close to $200 just on fuel. But also, so these are some of the costs as called. And I lay $200 and we tell her, you know, umholo wonke ka member of parliament. So it becomes extremely difficult to execute your duties. If in the house, you know, that's over, you know, the akatas.
Unuzana kuchacha bhulu umele inkulumane edale lePalamende besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Zimbabwe libhekane nodubo olukhulu lokusilela kwamandla kagetsi kulandela ukumiswa kokuphehlwa komlilo kagetsi eCarriba ngenxa yokwehla kwesilinganiso samanzi edamuleli. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Abenhlanganiso ebona ngohlelo lwamanzi eZambezi River Authority balobele inkampani yamandla kagetsi eZimbabwe Power Company bebazisa ukuthi lelinyathela lithethwe ngemva kokuba eleZimbabwe selisebenzise amanzi edlula isilinganiso esivunyelwane leZambia. Ukumisa ukupheka ugetsi eCarriba South kwenzelwa ukuthi kungancitshwa yonke iCarriba, kunanzelelwa futhi ukuthi kungekelwa ukusebenzisa ngendlela amanzi aseleyo kuyenzeka aphele masinya. Unobhala wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, umnumzana Joseph Nkomazana, uthi impilo isizaba nzima ikakhulu khathesi ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi.
Kuyadanisa, shocking news kubahlali bakoBulawayo leZimbabwe jikelele. Besikhangelele ukuthi khona maybe njengoba vele onamagetsi ehlupha, sicabanga ukuthi nekule improvement enye eyenziwayo. Kanti sesinanzelela futhi ukuthi khona sesibona sokule statement esithi khona nakuzaba wesi. Asizwisisi ukuthi kanti abantu ngale Carriba, ngoba iminyaka yonke isikhathi sonke kuhlala ngani kukhalwa ngokuthi amanzi akusela manzi, akusela manzi laphana, akusela manzi. Pho sesiya kwenza njani? Izakhamizi hayi, ngibona ngani ngodaba lolu asuze maybe lusiphathe kahle. Besikhangelele njalo futhi sikhangelele ukuthi khona njengoba sesiya ku-festive season lapha ngo-December, ziningi izinto ezenzakala ezindlini lapha.
Umnumzana Bhekizwe Ntuli oqhuba ibhizimusi eKelvin North uthi amabhizimusi ayafa ngenxa yokusilela kwamandla kagetsi.
Indaba yamagetsi le uhamba kwayo mbona ngani iza siphazamisa kakhulu, ngoba amabhizinisi amaningi vele sikhangelele impahla zethu eziningi ezinjengenyama, ezinjengama-drink ukuthi kube kusemafrijini. Ngakho-ke lokhu kuzabangela ukuthi sibe sesidinga ama-generator azaba yiwo azabe emisa ukuthi amafriji ethu asebenze. Njalo singakhangela njalo ukuthi amagetsi lawa nxa ehamba sithenga i-petrol kumbe i-diesel yama-generator, ngenye indleko ebakhona ebaphezulula le esiyijayeleyo. Okusho ukuthi kuzakhangela njalo kungene lasezintengweni zethu okuzafanele zikhuphuke.
Unkosikazi Nobuhle Ntini, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, uthi kuzaba nzima ikakhulu ezibhedlela nxa kungahlala isikhathi eside kungela magetsi.
Kuyadanisa ukuthi akula mizamo eminye ebekiweyo ukuthi kungabi lento enje, okuthi ngabe kukhona okunye abakubekileyo okukhangelane lento ezinje ukuze kuvikele ukuthi kungabi lama-hours amaningi kungela magetsi. Ngoba kuyadanisa ngesikhathi lesi esiyakiso sekhisimusi, izinto eziningi ziyonakala elizweni, khona kuvele kulobunzima khathesi, kuza kuba njani ezibhedlela?
Idamu laseCarriba yilo ebelipheka amagetsi amaningi elizweni leZimbabwe nxa kuqathaniswa lezinye indawo eziphehla amandla kagetsi. Idamu leli belisenelisa ukuphehla amandla kagetsi angaba ngama-megawatts phose amakhulu ayesithupha, i-598 megawatts, kulandele iwange yona ephehla ama-megawatts angamakhulu amathathu, i-300 megawatts, kulandele iMunyathi ngama-megawatts alitshumi lanhlanu, i-15 megawatts. Kuthi iBulawayo leHarare okwakhathesi akula magetsi aphehlwa khona. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Water Authority yiyo eqondisa umsebenzi wokuphehlwa kwamandla kagetsi edamini leCarriba phakathi kweleZimbabwe leZambia. Ibika njalo ukuba okwakhathesi amanzi okufanele aphehle amandla kagetsi aseyehle ngesilinganiso sokwedlula okune ekhulwini, i-4.6%. Yengeze ngokuba okwakhathesi kufanele kumiswe ukuphekwa kwamagetsi eCarriba kuze kufike kuzibandlela womnyaka ozayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Abakabotshwa abantu abangene endlini yokukhonza uNkulunkulu e-Seventh Day Adventist Church eJohannesburg kule South Africa bathathela inceku zenkosi izikhwama ezilemali, ama-laptops lokunye. Amapolisa atshele iStudio 7 ukuthi badinga ngamehlo abomvu abantu abenze ihlazo leli. Umfundisi Israel Ntshangase omele ibandla le-Seventh Day Adventist Church eJohannesburg uthi izigebengu lezi ebezithwele izibhamu kazidubulanga muntu njalo kazithathanga imali yomnikelo. Ntshangase uthi zethusele abantu abalaliswe phansi kwathiwa befake konke abalakho emgodleni emnyama yokuthwala izibi. Uthi basele bethudibele bakhahlanyezwa izigebengu lezi ebezimbalwa. Lokhu ngokwesithathu ukuba izigebengu zingene endlini yokukhonza uNkulunkulu eJohannesburg zithathela abakhonzayo impahla etshiyeneyo. Kula bantu abaningi abadabuka eZimbabwe abakhonza eSeventh Day Adventist Church eJohannesburg Central, asizwe uNtshangase ekhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Hey man, isikuhle kusika nje abantu lapha nabangena endlini esabatheli khonzo. Inkonzo i-on jiro i-divine hour. Bangena bakhiphe ibhamu badimanda amavelebo zabazalwane. Bephethe ibhege emnyama, plastic bhege emnyama la bebethe badobhe khona ama-cellphone. Badropha-ke abazalwane babalalisa phansi and then bethethe ama-cellphone nemali ney'khwama zalazane yase beyakhuna bahamba enjaloko.
Singathi abajanga muntu abakhiphanga uvolovolo.
Abashanga muntu abazange badubule muntu amavolovolo bebaphethe nje bezange badubule mani.
Bebesithini mfundisi lawo kathi khona khonapho? Uboneni kolapho?
Mina bengekho bengikwenyinkonzo sikuyaselanye uma sengitshela umdala ukuthi this happened. So nase ngiyithola-ke indaba sebexoxa-ke ukuthi ngisenzeke lokho eseqedakiswe njengamanje.
Hey, kwenzakale khonokho endlini yokukhonza abantu?
Hayi hayi hayi, isouth Africa kuyenzeka ngoba singabe sithathu thina njengamanje la eJohannesburg. Other two churches bawenzile ngiba sebefikakela kithi nakithi.
Singathi sebebojiwe yini abantu laba kumbe lizokuthwala?
Abakaboswa-ke cha, abaphuthisasaphelele bakaboswa.
Laba abakhonza khonapho bathathelwe ama-cellphone, bathathelwe izikhwama, lokonke lokhu bathini khonamanje?
Bathukile, obviously bathuke kakhulu. Bonke nje basuke ne-counseling yebandla sawenza-ke Sunday.
Singathi-ke qhubeka mfundisi.
Sazo provide-ke manje ama-individuals i-counseling, ekathi i-group counseling Sunday.
Yes, singathi-ke nxa sikhangela mfundisi khonapho bathathelwe ama-cellphone, okunye kuyini ababathathele khona?
Cellphone money and two laptops. Ama-laptops kawo inkonzo babili. Of course nama-bags kabomama bawathathile-ke na.
Singathi bekugcwele abantu abaningi khonapho?
Over 300 people ayibela phana, close to 400.
Bese kuyenziwe khonokho kuthiwa kunikela imali?
Yes, bese kwenziwe kunikela. So lathi bezange bayifune leyo mali.
Ngoleyo abayithathanga?
Abayithathanga leyo.
Kungani bayisabile?
Angazi mina ukuthi lo bantu mhlawumbe bengiyona i-eli yabo mhlawumbe, angazi.
Umfundisi Israel Ntshangase yisikhulumeli se-Seventh Day Adventist Church. Sixoxelaye ese-Johannesburg Central. Okwamanje sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wakwele Uganda usengezelele isikhathi sokwaliswa kwabantu ukuhambahamba njengendlela yokumelana lomkhuhlane we-Ebola eziqintini ezimbili zelizwe lakhe ezeMubende leKasanda. Umkhuhlane we-Ebola kubikwa ukuba usubulele abantu abedlula ama55. ELeGhana libikwa ngelinye lamazwe ahamba phambili emhlulweni wangentshonalanga lezwekazi le-Afrika ahlaselwe kakhulu ukubhudeka komnotho i-inflation ekusilinganiso sokungama40 ekhulwini 40%. Lokhu sokubangele ukuba isisindo semali yalelo lizwe iwe ngesilinganiso sokuyingxenye yekhulu nxa iqhathaniswa ledola leMelika. Izisebenzi zikaloliwe kwele-Austria sezisungule uhlelo lwazo lokukhalala umsebenzi zifuna ukuba zingezelelwe imali ngemva kokuhluleka ukuvumelana ngesilinganiso okumele zengezelelwe ngayo. Abenhlanganiso ebona ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane e-Cancer Association of Zimbabwe bathi sesiqhunga isilinganiso sabesilisa babanjwa ngumkhuhlane we-prostate cancer eZimbabwe. Lokhu bathi kubangelwa ikakhulu ikusilela kolwazi ngomkhuhlane lo osokudinga ukuthi kuqiniswe umsebenzi wokusabalalisa ulwazi lokuthi bangazivikela njani kuleso sifo kumbe ukudinga uncedo lokwelatshwa kusesemasinya. Umark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolo daba.
Abe-Cancer Association bathi bakubone kuqakathekile ukuba kuthuthukiswe umsebenzi wokusabalaliswa kwembiko emayelana nalesi sifo ukuze abantu bezivikele ngoba sesisiba yingozi uzulu engananzelele. Umnumzana Lovemore Makuriro fawali inhlanganiso uchasisa kabanzi.
About 80% of the cancer patients are coming.
Isimo sokuthoba minwe mibili ekhulwini sezigulane zemvukuzane zifika esibhedlela seziphuzi. Isifo lesi sesikusimo esibi.
Impumelelo yenhlolisiso yabohlangothi lwesiphala seZimbabwe National Cancer Registry uMakurirofa uthi iveza ukuba inani labantu elibanjwa ilesi sifo lilokhe liqonga elizweni.
We are seeing that the prostate cancer cases are increasing every year. And also we are seeing a lot of black males.
Sibona ukuthi lesi sifo silokhu sikhonga minyaka yonke njalo sibona nabelisidisa abensundu abale 40 years kumbe 45 labo sebehlasela.
Uqhubekela phambili athi i-prostate cancer isihlasela njalo labensundu babesilisa abaleminyaka engamashumi amane kusiya kwengamashumi amane lanhlanu kusiya phezulu njalo sesikhanye sidala umonakalo omkhulu.
Prostate cancer contributed 11% to the total cancer incidents. While is the
njengomzekeliso ngomnyaka ka-2018 i-prostate cancer yengezelela isimo sokulitshumi lanye ekhulwini kusifo sekensa kuleli yaphinda ingezelela isimo sechumi ekhulwini semfa yonke ebangelwa isifo sekensa.
Ngomnyaka ka-2018 inani lababulewe yimvukuzane seliphose lafika kunkulungwane ezintathu 2743 ikatike isilinganiso sokulitshumi ekhulwini labo bebulewe ngumhlobo we-prostate cancer. Udokotela Thandolwe Nkosi Makhubaza osebenzelana nehlanganiso yePadare enkundleni Men's Forum on Gender uthi ukusabalaliswa kolwazi kuyinto eqakathekileyo kakhulu njalo bafundisana labesilisa bonke abagoqela izifundi zemakolitshini bebanikeza ke ulwazi kunye lokuthi bangathola usizo ngaphi.
Silawo ama-centers izibhedlela esisebenza lazo especially sijongi Martinot le Harare silama-centers ama-facilities awesibhedlela esebenza lawo.
Othi lama-clinic abesilisa athiwa ngama-men's clinics lawo aphatheka kulolu hlelo ethi obaba ngabe belomkhuba wokusebenzisa izibhedlela kusaselesikhathi bengagijimeli imithi yesintu abengelaqiniso layo.
Khathi siyabe sikhangela obaba ukuthi babe ngabantu abaphila bephila kahle besebenzisa izibhedlela bili bayandisa obaba ukugula ezithwale yinqola sesiyinqola sesiye esibhedlela ubonte hleze enqoleni ube kwazi ukuthi ubaba lo ugule waze wathwalwa kumbe ngene phakathi kwebhara vele.
Umnumzana Wakson Magwara okhokhela inhlanganiso eZimbabwe Foundation for Prostate Cancer Trust uthi ukusilela kolwazi yilo udubo olukhulu njalo luyingozi.
We encountered about 3 cases where people died 3 days after being
tested. Ezintathu lapho abantu abathathu balahlekelwa yimpilo ngemva kwensuku ezintathu nje kuphela bebanjwe bele prostrate cancer.
Uthi ujabuliswa lusekelo abaluthola kugatsha lwezempilakahle olusenza benelisa ukufundisana labesilisa phezu kwalolu dubo. Inhlanganiso yeCenter for Disease Control and Prevention ethi izibonakaliso zeprostate cancer zigoqela udubo olubhekana lowesilisa lapho ke efuna ukuchitha amanzi, ukubona igazi kumchamo wakhe lobuhlungu bamathambo omzimba. Incitshi zithi lesi sifo singeneliswa ke ukwehliswa kumbe ukuvikelwa ngokuhlolwa lokwelatshwa kusaselesikhathi. Ukudla okwakha umzimba, ukulolonga umzimba okuthiwa ngama-exercises, lokutshiyana lemikhuba efana lokubhema ugwayi kumbe ukunatha okwedlulisa amalawulo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uze konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abatshiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abasedoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Umncintiswano wemidlalo yenguqu eWorld Cup eQatar, amaqembu amakhulu aphuqwa ngamaqembu asemancane kwezenguqu. Imoloko ngiyakuqala kumaqembu ezwekazi le-Afrika unqoba kule midlalo ngemva kokunqoba iqembu leBelgium 2-0 izolo. Kwathi namhlanje emini eleGhana lalo linqobe iSouth Korea 3-2. Ukezwa Chisa Spanda usethulela lolo daba.
Imidlalo yamkelwa ngenjabulo enkulu ngabeZimbabwe. Inenge lesithi lokhu kwenza babe lesikhathi eside behlezi lemuli zabo bezilibazisa bendawonye bebukele imidlalo le kumabona kude. Omunye osetshona endlini lemuli yakhe ngumnumzana Morten Ngwenya, wayengumsekeli kamgcizelo weqembu lenguqu le-Highlanders.
Inguqu le okuthiwa i-World Cup sisihlanganisile nje thina njengenguli, uyazi umuntu wayehambe nje umfazi siyani kathe sinibona lemuli yethu labantwabethu. Uzabona igame kade imnandi kakhulu, igame ye-German ne-Spain abadlale kuhle kakhulu, basitshengisile nje uzulu wonke emhlabeni ukuthi hhayi ngabanikazi bebhola. I-Morocco yona kade ngelamavisa amaningi abantu esibaziyo abadlalayo i-team ye-Africa, kodwa idlale kuhle kakhulu.
Umnumzana Brighton Moyo uthi kumanzi ngemva kokunqoba kweGhana 3-2 isidla eleSouth Korea.
Senjabule, senjabule kakhulu ba kuthi iGhana iwinile, senjabule kakhulu athi iAfrika kwekhansi yaphumelela. Yho hayi, njabulile kakhulu so. IMorocco nayo isiwine, iwinile nayo isingenini, of which siyaqhubeka siyaphambili.
Amaqembu amakhulu kwezenguqu usegenqulwe ngamaqembu amancane kulimdlalo osomanzi abantu abaningi. Umnumzana Omega Spanda ingcwethu ecubula ezemidlalo uthi amaqembu amancane adlalisa abafana abancane yikho benqoba.
Itshintshile ngoba amathimu lana awakuthiwa amancane amazwe yiwo adlala okumangalisayo. Ungakhala iSaudi Arabia ila abafana abancane and babuye World Cup abakhotshwa ngukhotshe Africa. Urena wakhotsha iZambia thathi iAfcon no wakhotsha leContivo. Ungakukhangela khona lokuthi ziperforma njengabo USA o-Argentina labo Belgium o-German. Mina ukubona kwami mbona yani bayehlulekile kakhulu ngoba selokho besebenzisa amaplayers amadala, lokho kuthiwa amadolo, amadolo kasavumi, asavumi ukuthi badlale ibhola, bayehluleka.
Unkosikazi Sabelo Sibindi ngunompembe wokuqala wesifazana weZimbabwe okutshaya impembe kumdlalo wenguqu. Ubonga iFIFA ngokukhethwa kwakuqala besifazana ukuthi batshaye impembe kwimidlalo le eQatar.
Kuyabongakala Sibindi, sesikubonile iFIFA isizamile ukuthi ithi ivise omama labo ukuthi babe khona kule stage. Siyakubongela kakhulu, kodwa sithi nga kuyenzeka sibone omama abaningi labo bephiwa ithuba elokubana babe kuleso stage. Sesibabonile nompembe bangikhona, kodwa sithi bangenza ngcono kulalokho abakwenzayo. Abanye bakhona bangenza ngcono. IFIFA iyenze ukuthi onompembe babe consistent.
Lanxa imidlalo ijabulisa uZulu, iningi alenelisi ukuyibukela ngenxa yokuselakala kamandla kagesi ahamba ngezinye izikhathi bephakathi kokubukela. I-load shedding. Umbekezeli Masuku uthi uzwa buhlungu engaboni ibhora.
Amagesi ayahamba kakhulu, ikakhulu njengathi emagogo ngapha vekahlahambe ekuseni senze ukubukela ibhora kwesi sikhathi ethawuni kumbe ebhawa nxa i-generator light yo lakho vele akuchazi ibhora kwesi sikhathi limnandi uzivukelela wena endlini.
Elinye iqembu le-Afrika iCameroon yenze 3-3 leleSerbia, kwathi iGhana yathaphuza eSouth Korea 3-2. Kukanti iBrazil sidibene nokwamanje leSwitzerland, umdlalo sosiye emaphethelweni. Namhla ngo-9 ntambama iPortugal ingqikelana lele-Uruguay. Yimele Studio 7 iCameroon mu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Siloko zikudaba olufanayo, babikwa bebaningi abantu abathi babhejela amakhambu athiyeneyo asemdlalweni yalonyaka ye-World Cup kwele Qatar. Omunye wabheja kakhulu ngumnumzana Mfundani Ndimande ohlala elobhengula West kobulawayo.
Ngizizwe njengoba kungama World Cup nala izama nje intsasa ayakhangela la ama odds lapha ngithi kungenjani ubone ukuthi iteam ubone ukuthi ibhola yani bekelukelayo ngabona ukuthi kule team oyinangelelayo ukuthi ngawina kuhamba khona ngale ezindaweni okubheja khona uyifakele imali iteam liyana kodwa phela i-risk le ithim esayenze zabo-finance kukhangelwa o-risk nabo-return so i-risk ingaba nkulu kakhulu ukuthi uthike-return inkulu kakhulu kodwa ungaziwa phela sekufuna abantu abale nhliziyo ezikulelayo ungafaka imali yakho yonke sungathina siyilungelayo sesikulepho kunandulela laziwa thina siyi-addict yakho so kuyasiphakhe loku into lokho
wena singathi la uyabheja silokumangalisayo so akusitshela ukuthi sometimes uyabamba kumbe uyabamba kumbe hatshi
hayi mina ngiyake ngibambe etiweni ngibenisanti yamatwazi lapho ngithe ngabheja khona hhayi ngiyabamba angibhejeli igeme engiyibone ukuthi angiyizwisi ngingabona ukuthi namhla kudlala le lale ngiyabe ngibona ukuthi amathimu angikhona sibili ngiyawazwisisa okuthi nxa ngifake imali yami hhayi ngiyayithola sibili nabaphansi bangenele asebili zincediseke ngibambe sibili ngini
So singathi nxa sikhangele sibili ubheja lapho uthe ubambe khona sibili uyabe ubheje ngemalini njalo besithola malini wena phela uyazazi ezomnotho lezi
mina kahle kahle ngithande ukufaka yona le idola bese ngifaka amathimu amaningi usually the number of teams owafakayo le return yakho iba ngikhudlanyana sibili ikakhulukazi ngiyafaka ama-odds anganangidina uyathola itike nakho ufake idola umbe wafaka amathimu afika 6-7 yabe selithatha ngikhonale kubo 3000 ngoyi kodwa mina ndoko afaka bemalitshane ngafaka labe ne-4-5 yakwanisasile kubamba ofise efikisteyesa ngedola
kusho ukuthi phela kuyadlaleka ye
ye hayi khona kuyadlaleka kufuna isineke nokulandelela njibe wazama aqembe engugcina sekuthaminga
ye kodwa abanye abaqinise be-addicted lokhu ukuthi vele sitshona khona ngale
ye hayi kwenzakala mfokamthembo yende into ebhahe kakhulu lapha kobulawayo ngasikhangela ngahamba khona phiyane kubomozi lawafika bet ngoba ngashithi isikhathi selanga sithola kulabantu okusho ukuthi sekulabantu asebesebenza khona sebevukele ekuseni vela basayile emsebenzini umsebenzi wabo sekuyikhonokho sebetshona khona liviki yonke siyaye bebhizi sebengena kumabhiza phela kuningi ngokubhejayo la sebhora kuphela bangena kumabhiza kanjeni kulawana abathi ngama-virtual soccer adlala kungelabantu sibili abeqiniso abedlala kungabepopayi
lo ngufundane Ndimande obhejela kwamaqembu athiyeneyo asemdlalweni ye-World Cup kwele Qatar sixoxelaye eselobhengi la-West kobulawayo umbiko esisanda kuthola khona manje uthi i-Brazil inqobe eleswitzerland 1-0 emdlalweni ye-World Cup ulaptop namhla sihlolisisa umncintiswano we-World Cup owenzelwa kwele Qatar singakehluka nesihlobo othi sikhangele iindaba ezikhokhela namhlanje abamela izigaba ezijiyeneyo edale lephalamende behlulekile namhla ukungena umhlangano omkhulu eHarare wokuhlolisisa uluhlu lokusetshenziswa kwemali yelizwe i-national budget yomnyaka ozayo elizimbabwe libhekane lohlupho olukhulu lokusilela kwamandla kagetsi kulandela ukumiswa kokuphehlwa komlilo kagetsi edamu lekariba kumncintiswano wemidlalo yenguqu ye-World Cup eQatar amaqembu amakhulu abhuqwa ngamaqembu asemancane kwezenguqu siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje Oliver Lesayo umthembu osithemba uGibbs Dube vilalo
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.